You're listening to Raven, the talk show, mainly on Women Talk Radio.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Woman, women, turn your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to Women Power Talk Radio, our first show of the year. We appreciate you coming back and listening to a special segment that we do from time to time called Lunch with an Author. So sit back, relax, grab you your favorite soft drink, and get ready to enjoy Adele Claggett. Adele is a new author, so make sure you take note of this lady. Her book, The Legend of the Seahawk, it was released back in December. She was born in Annapolis, Maryland. She currently lives on Kent Island, which is located in Maryland. Included in her household is a rescue greyhound by the name of Shelby. Aw, isn't that awesome? But those are big dogs. Again, welcome to Women Power Talk Radio. Sit back, ladies, relax, enjoy your lunch while you enjoy our feature off Adele Claggett. Adele, welcome to Women Power Talk Radio, you unstoppable woman of power. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Raven.
Fantastic.
Thank you for asking.
Well, finally, we get to have this interview, and I'm glad that you are on our first show of the year. And we're going to be talking about your book, The Legend of the Seahawk. So before we get into the novel itself, I want to ask you, because I know inquiring minds are wanting to know, what inspired you to even decide to be an author and write a novel? Where did that inspiration come from, Adele?
Actually, Raven, this story came to me in a dream I had. And I'll have to say, I have not had a dream since nor before quite like this. It was a very odd experience. Luckily, this happened on a weekend, so I had some time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting is that the story, parts of the characters and the plot just popped into my head. It just filled in. Again, unlike any other dream I can think of. And for instance, one of the characters, the lighthouse keeper, his name had to be Danny. I didn't even know a Danny at the time.
Awesome. Well, you know, I know I speak to Jack, or I have had the blessings of interviewing Jack Canfield from time to time, and he calls those inspired thoughts. Is that something that you think that you may have had and you just kind of transferred over to a dream?
It could be. Mm-hmm. It was just a very unusual experience, but I would say not just the dream itself, but the process afterwards and thinking about it and how the parts just came together. So it was almost the dream continued after I was awake. Very interesting.
It sounds very interesting. Okay, well, let's talk about the book. What is The Legend of Seahawk?
Well, The Legend of the Seahawk. Now, this is a mystery with a paranormal twist to it.
Okay, now for those that are not familiar with that, why don't you break down what paranormal is?
Well, the part in my dream was actually the paranormal piece, and I can't reveal what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to read the book to find out. But if you like, I can read you the description of the book. If you don't mind, I'll read it straight from the back cover.
Okay.
And that'll give you a little bit of information about the story itself.
Yeah, I think that'll paint a really good picture. Go ahead.
Okay, the story takes place in a small Connecticut seaside town of Stewart Cove. The main character, David, is a young, ambitious professional who takes a short leave of absence from his job at the New York Daily Press to settle his elderly aunt's affairs after her death. On a visit to the Fish Hook Pub, an old fisherman approaches David. This old man has a story to tell, a story about a lighthouse keeper named Danny and the loss of the fishing vessel Seahawk. She went down during a storm back in 1956, But as the old man says, that doesn't tell the whole story. David finds his life and the life of others forever changed by this tale and the spirit of the Seahawks captain, Scott.
Wow. Okay. Well, that definitely paints a clear picture of what the book is about. And I got to tell you, it's piquing my interest for sure. I'm just curious. You had spoke earlier, Adele, about how you was inspired by your dreams and how you dreamt about having Danny as a character in your book. Was the beginning and the end of your story part of the dream?
Actually, the story in my dream did not have an ending. I had to come up with that later on. Now, there was a couple of different choices I could make in the direction of the ending,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to make it plausible. So I think I'm happy with the choice that I made,
mm-hmm.
and thank goodness I've received some positive comments on my choice.
That, of course, is a good thing because that keeps you motivated. Now, your book, I know you earlier in your bio, I read that it was released last December. How is it doing right now?
Oh, it's doing okay. There's an awful lot involved with the marketing, of course.
Mm-hmm. But you're getting great reviews.
Yes, I've gotten very, very positive reviews. That's very exciting when you get a positive review because you're really putting yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
taking your chances.
Absolutely. Now, did you start writing the story directly after you had the dream, or did this take years down the line, or what?
Well, I did not start writing it right away. As a matter of fact, I didn't even write down the dream right away.
Really? Okay.
As people should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did not. No, I did not write it down, and it wasn't till a few months later that I started thinking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was starting to forget some of the details. So I decided I better write this down.
Yeah, and that's an important fact that you brought up. Many times we do have dreams about things, and we're not quite clear, are we supposed to move forward with this or leave it as a dream. So you're right, and that's one thing I do, Adele. I keep like a little book by my nightstand all the time, and sometimes I have either an inspired thought at night or a dream. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and literally write it down so that I won't forget.
And that's good advice. And I would normally give that, but in this case, I didn't follow my own advice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But once I started writing out the outline, luckily the story came back to me and the pieces fell back into place and even some of the character names came back to me. Now,
wow.
this was back in 2005.
Oh, okay, yeah, 2005.
So,
that was a few years back.
That was a while ago, and it was...
So it took you 5 years to write, four years to write it.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, okay.
After I wrote the outline,
mm-hmm.
It was not long after that I started writing the book and got through the first couple of chapters, but then I abandoned it. I put it down.
Okay, so you wrote it in 2005 is when you began it.
I started it, yeah.
And you wrote what? How many chapters did you write at that time?
I think I wrote about one to three. I know it was two or three chapters.
Okay, and then so what made you decide to drop it for a while?
Well, you know, our lives get busy.
Life happens.
And
is what
we
I
come
call
up
it.
With excuses,
mm-hmm.
and we just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But what brought me back to it was the Kindle.
The Kindle? Tell us more
about
that.
You know what a Kindle is?
Mm-hmm.
It's an e-reader.
Right.
It's one of the types of e-readers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great device. I bought my Kindle a year ago, March,
mm-hmm.
and that brought me back to reading.
Mm-hmm.
I read as much as I could, as often as I could,
mm-hmm.
and that's what led me back to getting back to my own novel.
So you were inspired to start writing again because of the Kindle. How interesting is that?
Yes.
I'm familiar with the Kindle, Adele. My son, Blair, he has the Kindle, and as a matter of fact, when my book Broadcast Your Passion and Profits came out, he asked me, did I have it on Kindle? And I didn't at that time, and we do now. There are a group of people out there that love that Kindle. So for all of you future authors or any of you authors, if you don't have Kindle, I highly recommend that, because you know, the techie people, the people with the phones and all the new technology, they love the Kindle. And I know there's something also called the Amazon e-reader. Now, is that the same as the Kindle? Do you know, Adele?
Yes, there are different e-readers out there, mm-hmm. and the Amazon Kindle is actually a type of e-reader.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the choices you have in mm-hmm. the e-reader market is the Kindle. That's the one that I've purchased, but there's others as well.
Okay.
It's a great tool for if you love to read, it's a great tool to use.
Absolutely. Your book is Mystery with a Paranormal Twist. Explain to the audience what you mean when you say paranormal.
Well, there's something that happens in the story
mm-hmm.
that is a little ghostly. It's mysterious. Now, it's not real scary. It's not going to keep you up at night.
Okay, now.
But this particular event that happened, that was part of my dream, and the paranormal piece, the story revolves around that. But I can't reveal it.
Let's pause right now and tell the listeners where they can go and get this book. Amazon, I'm assuming. Anywhere else?
They can, of course, go to Amazon, as mm-hmm. you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
or they can visit my blog, which the address for that is www.mygraypub, and that's gray with an E, as in greyhound, mygraypub.com/blog with a capital B. My blog offers other versions of the book. Of course, there's the Kindle version.
Mm-hmm.
There's a paperback. But it also offers locations where you can get versions for other types of e-readers.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, so listeners, mm-hmm. go on over there and grab you a copy of this book. If this is the type of novel that you like, Mist with a Paranormal Twist, you definitely
yeah.
want to make sure you go ahead and check it out. Let's talk about some of the things they can expect to read about in this book. Any particular chapters stand out you feel that you can share with the listeners?
There's some interesting characters in the book, and some of the feedback that I've received, people have enjoyed, luckily, the characters in the book and how they are different from each other, how their personalities, the lightkeeper, Danny, of
mm-hmm.
course, he's a very special character. And my main character, David, as I mentioned earlier, he's a young professional, and he has to make some decisions early in his life as he goes back to Stewart Cove, a place that he had visited as a child with his family, and where his aunt and uncle lived, so he has some connections there. But as he goes back to settle his aunt's affairs after her passing, there's some things that he has to deal with and some decisions he has to make that really affect the rest of his life.
And, hey, that's kind of like all of us, huh? We always have those decisions.
That's
and,
right.
You know, they will affect the rest of our life, and that's why we have to really take the decisions we make seriously and not lightly, because we never know sometimes when we make the decision, Adele, just how much it is going to affect our life. I know when I was at the hospital and it was put on my heart to create Women Power Talk Radio, I couldn't put all the pieces of the puzzle together as to why it was so important for me to do this at this particular time, one of the darkest hours of my life, waiting for Mother to get well. But I am so glad I didn't question it, that I just did it, because making that decision to move forward, even though it was difficult for me, has certainly changed the direction of my life. And you know, the decisions we make, we never know. Sometimes we try to figure it out way ahead of time, and sometimes we just have to kind of go with the flow.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Woman Power, of course, is all about women turning their dreams into a reality. I want to get back into the story, but if you could speak with the boomer women and the men who love them just for a moment, Adele, about how important it is to turn your dream your passion, your strong desire into a reality?
Well, it's one of those things that I think you just have to do it. You just have to make that decision because I think we have challenges ahead of us, and you find yourself questioning things that you're faced with and see some doubts. Certainly in my case, I wasn't sure if I'd ever finish this, but I decided once I got back to it that I was going to finish it. And you'd be surprised how much you can dedicate how much time you can dedicate to something when you want to. You hear often how people say, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to go back to school, or I don't have time to write a novel. But when you want to do it, incredible where you can find that time.
What do you feel was your biggest challenge in making your dream happen?
Getting through that, possibly. Getting through that doubt. And having the confidence in yourself to complete it. But you have to believe in yourself. And you have to decide that this is something that you're going to do for yourself, that people around you don't necessarily have the impact on that. If you have any naysayers around you, don't have to listen. You can move forward and do it for yourself. Make it your own challenge. Challenge yourself.
Ooh, okay. Challenge yourself. I like that. And I like what you said about the naysayers. There's always going to be that. We might as well just go on and face it. You know, they're going to always be around. But it's our dream, and it's our responsibility to make our dream happen. And to, you know, just tell yourself that this is what you want. It's your life, and this is what you want. This is the legacy you want to leave, because the books we write, they're going to be here way after we're gone. You know, it's a piece of us left here on this earth for many, 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 many years. I mean, just think about the authors years ago. Wow. You know, they had no idea that their book was going to be read in 2010, and they're here, and they'll continue to be here. So I always encourage people, write that book, because I believe, Adele, that there's a book inside of all of us. You're listening to Women Power Talk Radio, and this is another exclusive interview that you can go to and listen to our shows 24 hours, 7 days a week, all year long. Archive to listen to. Our celebrity interviews are on front, and yes, we have more celebrity interviews. We're waiting on some confirmations coming this year, and we'll keep you plugged in as to who it will be. Where can you find all these great interviews like the one we have in today with Adele? Well, that's easy. You just go to Women, W-O-M-E-N, Power, P-O-W-E-R-radio.com. I'm Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power for Lunch with an Author is Adele Claggett. And Adele has written her first book, and we're so excited for her because there's nothing like the first, that's for sure, The Legends of the Seahawk. And you want to make sure you go check her out and support her. If this is the type of book you like, then you definitely want to check it out and grab it, sit back and read it at your leisure. We'll be back with more from this Unstoppable Woman of Power right after this commercial break.
Connect, learn, relax. This is the mission of the Professional Women's Center. Imagine receiving a monthly invitation to enjoy a meal, share a laugh, and engage in a beneficial conversation. Imagine making a connection which provides a business referral, a needed resource, or a blossoming friendship. Imagine learning how to use Facebook or LinkedIn, how to relieve stress, or how to declutter your home and life. Imagine joining the Professional Women's Center. Connect, learn, relax. This is the mission of the Professional Women's Center. To learn more about upcoming teleclasses or how to get your invitation to a meet and eat networking dining event, visit our website at www.thepwcinc.com or call today at 973-748-5100. That's 973-748-5100. The Professional Women's Center. Connect, learn, and relax to enable a more powerful you.
Where do schoolyard bullies go? Right to work, and they're still making you miserable. Now you can learn exactly how to respond to bullies with TalkBackToTheBully.com coaching. Get the insider secrets to beating bullies at their own game. Discover the precise causes of bullying and the most effective actions to take. Kathleen Schulweis has helped hundreds of professionals stop being bullied and knows how to create a bully-free, healthy, and productive workplace. Are you a bully, a victim, or a concerned manager? If so, now is the time to give Kathleen Schulweis of Confidence Connections a call at 323-935-6477. That's 323-935-6477 for a free private over-the-phone consultation or visit talkbacktothebully.com. That's talkbacktothebully.com or 323-935-6477.
Hi, Raven, and all the Baby Boomer listeners of WomenPowerRadio.com. I'm Regina Baker, your Baby Boomer reporter from Houston, Texas, better known as H-Town. You know what? We've made leaps and bounds as Baby Boomer women. We dominate the market when it comes to spending power. We are the wisdom fighters from the days of old. We have burst through the barriers with powerful businesses, political influence, and spiritual insight. We're victorious boomers with positive attitudes, adaptable to change, and eager to succeed. Baby boomers are 78 million strong with $2.1 trillion in spending power. Yes, we are solid in the marketplace. For those of you listening right now, don't waste another second. Lock arms with like-minded baby boomers from all over the world. And for all you baby boomers, remember these two strong points. Number one, venture nothing and life is less than it should be. Number two, action separates the successful from the rest. Got your pen ready? Come see me at reginabaker.com or Google Regina Baker. You're sure to find me online. Now back to you, Raven. Welcome back. This is Women Power Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us for the second portion of our show, Lunch with an Author, with our Unstoppable Woman of Power, our featured author, Adele Claggett. We're going to jump back in and so that she can share more about her book with us. And again, the author, Adele Claggett, C-L-A-G-E-T-T, her book, The Legend of Seahawk. And again, this is a mystery with a paranormal twist. And before we jump into the other portion of the interview, I know there's much, much more I want to find out from you about this book. Let's just go ahead and give the website again where they can go grab it while we're talking.
Okay. They can either go to and order it from Amazon.com on paperback or Kindle version, or they can go to my blog at www.mygrapehub.com/blog with a capital B.
All righty. Now, Adele, I understand from previous conversation with you, you were sharing with me that you had a really, really, really interesting experience at a local lighthouse. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Frankly, Raven, it gave me goosebumps, this experience I had. It was soon after I started writing my novel, and I took a day trip to a nearby lighthouse on the eastern shore. This lighthouse, it's the Hooper Strait Lighthouse. Now, this is what they call a screw pile lighthouse. It's 1.5 stories, and it's a wooden cottage-style structure. Unlike what you typically think of when you think of a lighthouse that is tall and round, this is like, it looks like a cottage. Now, this particular lighthouse was retired, and it was planned on being torn down. It was going to be destroyed, and this was back in the 60s. But luckily, they saved it, and they brought it to land, and they renovated it, and they converted it into a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank goodness. So in researching for my book, I decided to take the self-guided tour to this lighthouse. And the first room that I entered, I noticed a number of photographs on the wall. And one in particular caught my attention. It was a black and white of a gentleman by the name of Stuart. Now, I'll explain why that particular photograph caught my attention. as I mentioned, I had already started writing my book. I'm going to read you an excerpt from the part I had already written, but first let me set the scene.
Okay.
My main character, David, mm-hmm. he's actually taking a tour of a lighthouse in the lightkeeper's residence. Now I quote, "The parlor was modestly decorated. David noticed the furniture seemed to be from assorted time periods. There was a fireplace on the far wall with a simple wood mantelpiece. The large plankwood floor sloped. The plaster walls were painted white and gave the false impression they were uneven as the floorboards. Hanging on the wall were two paintings. One displayed a sailing vessel, the other a family portrait. Claire noticed David's attention to the oil paintings. Wonderful, aren't they? This one displays the Masters of the Seas, one of the last clipper ships built by Randall Baines and launched in 1823 in Boston. This other painting is of the Stewart family, the town's namesake. Captain George Stewart, who served in the British Royal Navy from 1755 to 1768, is shown with his wife Mary and their two sons, James and Robert," end quote. So you see why that particular picture mm-hmm. caught my attention. I had
wow.
a Stewart in my story, and there was a picture in the lighthouse.
This is all
now,
very interesting.
Mm. I thought that was interesting,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it really gets creepy. And so I continue my tour,
mm-hmm.
and I go into the kitchen, and I noticed something hanging on the wall. It's framed, and it looks like it's a page from a book. So upon closer examination, I see that it's a page out of the guide called The Instructions to Lightkeepers and Masters of Light Vessels, dated 1902. Now, this particular page reflects the food rations back when the lightkeepers were employed by the lighthouse board. Now, remember, I had already started writing my book. I'm going to read you an excerpt from what I had already written.
And this was before, okay.
Yes, I had
mm-hmm.
already written this.
Mm-hmm.
I quote, "He noticed some type of list framed on the wall. What's this?" David asked. "That's a list of weekly food provisions that was allowed per man as outlined in the instructions to the lightkeepers and masters of the light vessels," Claire responded, end quote. So you see,
ooh.
I was getting goosebumps at this point.
Yes, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yes.
I didn't even write it, so I know exactly what you're saying. Mm.
Every time I think of it, it mm. gives me chills. But it didn't stop there. I continue my tour. I go into the next room, and this is decorated as an office. And there on the desk is an item, and I can't reveal what it is, but needless to say, this item plays a very large role in my story, and my heart was pounding at that point.
Mm.
I knew I had to write the book.
You know what? I don't really have a lot of reading time to do. I think I told you when we spoke, but I got to
mm-hmm.
tell you, you have definitely piqued my interest, so I may have to just kind of schedule some time, you know, and very interesting, and since we've been talking the past few weeks about it and hearing you just explain it now, it is very interesting. I applaud you in getting the book out. Those kind of things that you mentioned is enough to stop a person sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And you move forward, so kudos for you. Now, I got to ask you this. What is a Greyhound sighting?
Okay, well, I published this book myself,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to name the effort My Greyhound Publishing. It's after my own
mm-hmm.
greyhound. And in addition to that, I threw in what I call a greyhound sighting in my book. That means that somewhere in my book, you'll see a greyhound,
mm-hmm.
or you'll read about a greyhound. And any future books will also have a greyhound sighting.
I like that. That's good marketing. Not thinking like an author, but thinking like a marketer. Good job. Okay, Again, the way the listeners can order this book, it's available at Amazon.com in both the Kindle version and paperback. And you can also visit Adele's site by going to www.mygraypub.com/blog. Again, www.mygraypub.com/blog and to purchase the book. Now remember, there's a greyhound sighting in the book, and it's always going to be in her books, and I just think that is pretty cool. What four tips would you like to share with our listeners who maybe after listening to you and your story says, hey, I want to write a book? Any tips you can share in getting them going?
Certainly, Raven. First tip I would recommend is read good books. Read as much as you can and include classics that inspire you. That's my first tip.
Okay.
And for my second tip, I would recommend that you do your research. Even if it's a fictional book,
mm-hmm.
I think that you grow and you learn when you do the research for your own books. And that would include learning about the professions that you've chosen for your characters. Possibly, if you can, go to the location that your story is based on. Of course, if you can. If it's science fiction, that might be a little difficult. But in my case, I took a trip to Stonington, Connecticut.
Yeah, that gives you the feel of it. You can really get into writing. I can see why
that's right. It helps inspire you. Even the foliage for the area. Since I referred to specific trees and bushes, I needed to get my terms correct. For the different types of foliage in New England. Now, of course, in my case, I had to do a bit of research having to do with lighthouses and the history of lighthouses. Now, luckily, I was helped out by a gentleman from the U.S. Lighthouse Society. I contacted them, and they put me in touch with this gentleman who was extremely helpful to me. Even he agreed to read some of my excerpts as they related to the areas of the history of lighthouses and how they worked and the jobs that the lighthouse keepers performed during that time. So this can be a lot of work, but I think you grow from that. It's an opportunity to learn. So that's another tip I would pass forward. Number three, discipline yourself.
That's a big one. Okay.
Yes, it is. It's very typical and natural to put it off, but don't succumb to that temptation.
Yeah, and that's easier to say than to do it. Being disciplined in our businesses and in our daily life, that can be tough, as you said, with so many different distractions going on. I had the pleasure of interviewing Alex Mendozian on my Careers from the Kitchen Table show a couple weeks ago, Adele, and he spoke about having a productive day. And just real quickly, this will help the listeners when you're talking about disciplining yourself. And that means, you know, although the computer can be very attractive, you know, and you want to stay on there and do your emails and Facebook and Twitter, just remember that, you know, we all have the same amount of time in a day, and we all have goals and desires. And how important is your goal and desire in your dream? How bad do you want it? You know, do you want it bad enough to discipline yourself as Adele and have assigned times to when you're on that computer, you're in the chat rooms, or you're on the phone talking to friends? You know, we've got to put that important. Discipline is one of those things I say, you know, it's we can't take it lightly. We have to discipline ourselves. Or you know what, we'll wake up and it's 2011 and we haven't accomplished anything. We wasted a year.
That's right.
And that can be very sad, very sad. Okay. We got time for maybe one more tip, and then we're going to remind the listeners where they can get your book.
My final tip is to do it for yourself.
Do it.
Yep. As I mentioned earlier, just start writing, and you don't necessarily have to have it published, but you might find yourself taking that extra step after it's written.
Take that extra step. Wow. Once it's written, isn't that so satisfying to actually hold your work in your hand?
Oh, it is.
I was so busy, I'm sure like you were, in getting my book together, doing the research, you know, doing the writing and everything, that I had no clue when it came to my house, Adele, and I actually looked at it and seen the cover and held it and smelled it. It's just like you're a little kid. Jumping around,
that's
my book's
right.
here, my book's
that's
here, my
right.
book's here. And you don't really care if anybody buys it. You're just so glad to hold it in your hand.
Very true. And there's been a number of people that have asked me, so what's involved with publishing your own book?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did put a little series together on my blog that takes you through my experience.
Oh, cool.
In different areas, motivation and writing tools, even a software package that I found to
mm-hmm.
help you
mm-hmm.
organize your thoughts when writing your novel.
Oh, wow.
Reference books
mm-hmm.
and designing your cover. So I've included that, and I finished the series. So if anybody wants more information, they're welcome to go there.
Is that the mygraypub.com/blog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, www.mygraypub.com/blog. Go check it out. I mean, that sounds like some vital information for all of you new authors or even some that have could just use a little bit more direction in your second or third book. You might want to go check that out. Final comments to our listeners regarding The Legend of the Seahawk.
Well, I invite you to get a copy and read the story, and please leave a review and let me know what you think.
And again, you can go to Amazon.com to purchase a book. This has been another edition of Lunch with an Author on Women Power Talk Radio's first show of the year. Can you believe we're doing our first show of the year in March? You say, wow, Raven, did you ever take a long holiday vacation? I certainly did. I needed a break, and you guys probably needed a break from my mouth. But we're glad you're back today, and we appreciate you. We'll be back again. We're going to be doing the show once a month, so we'll be back next month with another Unstoppable Woman of Power. Our celebrity interviews will be an extra bonus for you, so make sure you stay plugged in by going to womenpower-radio.com. That's womenpower-radio.com. And subscribe to WPR News. This way you can stay informed with what's new, who's hot, what celebrities are coming on, and you can stay plugged into our show, Careers from the Kitchen Table, which airs on CNN Radio, we're proud to say now, Saturdays from 2 to 3. So make sure you check it out. Stay a while. Grab you some healthy coffee. You can go to sippinghealthycoffee.com and get you some samples. But grab Adele's book. I think you'll find it very interesting. She definitely piqued my interest. Adele, this has been a pleasure. We appreciate it. And we'll probably have to have you back closer to the end of the year so you can tell us what's new going on with The Legend of Seahawks. And I hope you can get out there and get more exposure on it. Maybe you should have some readings at some libraries because you do a great job and it's very interesting. You know how to pique people's interest. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, Raven.
All right. We will see you next month. Until then, don't forget to stay plugged in to careersfromthekitchentable.com and join us on Saturdays from 2 to 3 on CNN 650 Radio. We'll see you then. Hi, this is Raven. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And also, I want to share that Adele has offered to hold a free book drawing, giving away one paperback and one ebook version of her novel, The Legend of Seahawk. All you have to do to enter is just go to her blog at www.mygraypub.com/blog. Gray with an E for Greyhound and a capital B for blog. Once you get to her blog, be sure to select the Contact Me link at the top of the page and in the message include the code word Raven. That's R-A-V-E-N. Then state whether you would like the paperback or the ebook version. She will accept entries until noon 19th of March. So don't hesitate. Make sure you get entered into the drawing today. She will notify you if you were one of the lucky winners by email if selected the evening of March 19th.
Women power. Yeah.